Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Valerie and I have a little small area out there, probably most of you have seen it in the parsonage yard, where we have a little garden for the past couple of years. And Larry Fink's been kind enough to come the past few years and till that up for us. So we've managed to get some things to grow in there that we've planted. So I'm going to say that's going to be our good soil, okay, in the parable this morning. The garden right out there, that's going to be your good soil. So Jesus says, right, the good soil is the stuff where the seed gets planted, it comes up and it produces something. So then the parable would then go like this, if that's our good soil. The parable would be that this spring we go out and we buy seed for our garden and we just start chucking it everywhere. That's the way the parable is. You literally walk around everywhere outside and just throw seed all over the place. And of course, you know, the seed you buy for your garden is not exactly cheap if you're going to buy a lot of it, so it's kind of wasteful. But that's what the parable says. Sower takes the seed out and he's just throwing it everywhere. So in that case then, some of the seed's going to fall in the driveway. Right? And that's the pathway that Jesus talks about. It's going to fall in the driveway. Obviously, it's not going to produce anything, unless it happens to fall in a crack or something. But it's not going to produce anything. Birds might come and get it, like Jesus says. Somebody drives over it, whatever. It's going to be worthless. And then, of course, the rocks, right? Maybe some falls in the landscaping, and the rocks in the landscaping around the church, around the parsonage. And you know, every once in a while in your rock landscaping, you'll get those little, you know, something will sprout up really fast. But, of course, you can just pull it out so easily. It's got no root. So that's the stuff that Jesus talks about. Just it withers, or maybe it gets going to get sprayed with Roundup out here or something, right? It's just going to die. And then maybe we're just throwing that seed like crazy, and maybe some of it we chuck all the way across the highway into by that field, right, where all the weeds are. Maybe it comes up, but you know nothing's going to grow in that stuff. It's just too many weeds, too much competing with it. So it's going to get choked out. But in all of that mess, some of it happens to fall on that little garden area, and it grows, and it produces. And that's the parable that Jesus tells us. He says that seed is the word of God, which God has just scattered all over the world. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for every single person everywhere in the world, and that gospel has gone out to everyone. God wants everyone to hear it, so he scatters it around recklessly. Doesn't matter how much it costs him. He gives it to everyone. But what happens? Does everyone believe? As God scatters that good news of the gospel all around the world, does everyone believe and it's all great and wonderful? No. Only, according to the parable, only a quarter. Only a quarter of people receive that good news and produce anything. Only a quarter is good soil. Now, here's where we go astray with this parable. Right away we go astray with it because we say, oh Lord, thank you that I'm good soil. And I would be willing to bet quite a bit that would be most of our first reaction. Thank you, Lord, that I am one of those that is good soil. I have faith. I believe in Jesus. I'm not one of those other three types, you know, that don't believe. Thank God for that, right? Move on to the next parable. I'm good with this one. But if that's the case, then think about this. Why would Jesus even tell the parable, right? If that's true, that all this parable means is that, hey, you're good soil, good job, then why does he even tell it? He tells us in the gospel reading today that parables are meant to convey a secret, something secret about God's kingdom. And I think we can all safely say the secret is probably not this. Hey, congratulations, you're good soil. That's not the secret. There's something much more here. The secret is going to be that seed that God is scattering everywhere and how it works, not how good we are. So let's think about this for a minute this morning. Maybe, just maybe, I'm not the good soil. Okay, let's all think about that for a minute. Maybe you and I aren't always the good soil. Maybe there's times where the driveway, where the word of God doesn't even get in our ears. Maybe sometimes we're the rocks. Maybe we got rocks in our ears sometimes. Maybe sometimes his word gets choked out by the thorns in our lives. Maybe, just maybe, we're not always the good soil. And then maybe this parable will mean something to us. Now, if that's true, if you're not always the good soil, here's some good news. You're in really good company. You're in really good company. In fact, guess who else wasn't always good soil? The Apostle Paul. And that's what the entire epistle was about today. It was a long one, I know. And it was a lot of lists. He was listing off all this stuff. But basically, all that was about was Paul telling you he is not always good soil. Paul does not say, hey, everything was always bright and beautiful for me. I never had any trouble because I believed in Jesus and everything was great and I produced abundant fruit and it was all wonderful. No, he says, I'm not going to boast about being good soil. He says, I'm going to boast about all my weaknesses. And remember what Jesus said about the parable. He said, some seed would get attacked by birds, which is the devil. Some would get in the rocks, which is the testing, the trials we have to go through. And some would get choked out by the cares and riches of this life. So now listen to what all Paul has to go through. Testing. Did Paul have testing? Trials? Did the devil attack him? He says he was put in prison more than once, beaten more than once, often near death he was beaten. 5 times he got that Jewish punishment of the 40 lashes minus one. I don't know if any of us could take that one time. He took it 5 times. He was beaten with rods, stoned, 3 times shipwrecked, dangers everywhere, he said, from rivers, robbers, from his own people, from Gentiles in the city, wilderness, sleepless nights, hungry, thirsty, cold, constantly anxious and pressured for the churches who were counting on him. Does that sound like he was like this nice, pretty garden in the backyard where everything was just, you know, bright and beautiful, flowers and sunshine? It sounds like he was dealing with some birds, some thorns, some rocks. And toward the end of the epistle, he gets even more specific. He says that God had given him a thorn in his flesh, a messenger of Satan, to constantly harass him. And he says, 3 times I begged God to take it away from me. And what did God say? My grace is sufficient for you. So the devil was after Paul, trying to choke out and take away that word of God from him. It was trial after trial, thorns in his flesh, tempted, trying to test it. But the seed persevered. The word had been planted in Paul's heart and God's grace was sufficient. You see, in the example of Paul, he is not just this nice, good little soil in a garden. He's all the soils. I mean, there were times he was on rocky path, times he was dealing with thorns, times the devil was after him. He dealt with all of it. But the secret was the seed, the word of God, that kept persevering, that kept working in his heart, creating faith. And that's what it's really like. That's what the life as a Christian is really about. It's not that we're all good soil that's always going to grow and everything's going to produce perfectly and it's all bright and wonderful. No, we have to face birds, we have to face rocks, we have to face thorns. And what this parable is doing for you is giving you a warning about it. It's, you know, it's cautioning you. Beware, okay? Jesus says, this stuff is going to happen, right? This, sometimes we call this the unholy trinity. And all that is, it's a helpful way to remember it, right? The devil, the world, and our sinful nature. And those, all, the parable gives us a chance to talk about that because you think about these 3 paths, the pathway, the rocks, and the thorns, those are devil, world, and our sinful nature, which always are after us to take away the word of God from us. So think about the pathway. On the pathway that he throws the seed on there and the birds come and snatch it away. And see, that's how the devil wants to work on you. First and foremost, he doesn't even want you to hear God's word. And if you realize that, then you won't think, oh, I'm this perfect, beautiful garden and everything's great. You will be on guard knowing that the devil wants to take away the word from you. So how does he do that? Oh, it's so simple. He might convince you you're too busy. The devil says you're too busy for the word of God, too busy to go to church, too busy to do any devotions, too busy to pray, right? And he snatches that seed away from you before it even took root, didn't even hear it. Or maybe the devil whispers a thousand other excuses. Oh, it's all so boring anyway. Church is boring. God's word is boring. I can't ever understand what he's talking about anyway. I don't get anything out of it. And like that, he snatches it away before you even heard it. And just look around us. Just look at the world around us right now and how much the devil is snatching God's word away before people even hear it. Nobody even wants to hear it anymore. Let alone just not believe it. They don't even want to hear it. Devil's work. And then there's the world. That's the rocky soil, the testing. Jesus says sometimes, you know, we receive that word of God and it blossoms right away, just like, you know, a plant in the rocks there. And we receive it with joy and we're all excited, but then comes the testing. The world tests us and we don't have enough root there. There's not enough root to stand strong. That can be a lot of different things that might test you. Illness, you know, pain. It can be somebody questioning your faith. It can be trouble in your family, trouble at work, whatever. It causes us to doubt God's word. And we're, you know, we're that seed that in the rocks that can easily wither away. And then there's our sinful nature. That's the seed that gets choked out by the thorns. And Jesus says those thorns are the cares and the pleasures of life. And know how quickly, we all know how quickly those can choke out God's word, because we get wrapped up in things, having money, having shiny fancy toys. We get wrapped up in feeling good. And those thorns, they choke out God's word. It doesn't become important anymore. We've got bigger fish to fry. And God's word, it gets lost. So here is the parable for you. Here is a serious, heartfelt warning from your Savior Jesus Christ that the dangers to your faith are very real. The dangers to His Word are very real, that will take His Word away from you. But He's also giving you the secret. It's not just a warning. He's also giving you the secret to His kingdom. It's not that you're always good soil. That's not the secret. The secret is the seed. The secret is that seed works. The Word of God works. And He says to keep on hearing it. That's where you've heard this before in the Gospels, where He says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." That's what Jesus means. If you have ears to hear, keep on hearing. Keep on hearing, because that's the secret. The Word of God is the secret. That seed will always work. It's God's seed. When you hear about how Christ came down from heaven to save you from your sins, how He gave His life for you on the cross, how you have eternal life with Him in heaven, how He rose from the dead on Easter morning to give you victory, that seed is going to work in your heart. You can count on it. Just keep hearing it. Keep hearing it. The devil is going to, at times he'll snatch it away from you. Absolutely. At times you're going to be so busy with the trials of this world that it's going to be taken away. Absolutely. There's going to be times where it's going to get choked out by the cares and pleasures of life, but just keep on hearing it. Keep hearing it. That seed will grow. And Jesus says, the good soil is the one who bears fruit with patience. Think about that, patience. Okay, don't think that God's word is always just going to blossom up into this huge harvest and everything's going to be great and wonderful all at once. It takes time. It takes patience. Jesus says the good soil is patience. And isn't this what we all want? To bear good fruit patiently, right? We know the good fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, faith and love and joy and peace and kindness. We want that fruit. Well, Jesus says, here's the secret. Keep on hearing. Keep on hearing. Don't get tossed, you know, into the whirlwind and tornado of the world. Just keep on hearing with patience, hearing God's word, and it will work. God is very gracious. You heard the parable. He's always throwing His seed around everywhere. He's always throwing it around for you, right? He'll never stop giving you that word, okay? Whether it's here in church, you know, that's great. Keep on doing that. But all kinds of other places He gives you His word. In the Scriptures, you read it, you do your devotions at home, you pray. You know, anytime you come to Bible study, Sunday school, teaching Sunday school is a great place to, you know, keep on hearing that word. You learn it better maybe than a lot of other places. All of these places, God is very gracious with His word. He wants to sow that seed. Keep on hearing it. Memorize Scripture verses. That's a wonderful way to make sure that that word is always being heard in your heart and your mind. Keep hearing it. Keep hearing it. So today, then, we don't just say, as we hear this parable, we don't just say, "Lord, thank you that I'm good soil." But instead, we say, "Thank you, Lord, for that powerful seed of your word that has worked in my heart. Thank you that you have given me Jesus, given me faith in Him, and we pray that I would keep on hearing it always, that the devil wouldn't snatch it away, that I'd stand strong when it's tested and tried, and that the cares and the pleasures of this world would never choke it out, that we would keep on hearing. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.